Campbell and Farwell. Mornings, Country 106.7.
You every once in a while will sleep with your dog, yes?
Last night, I tried to let her in the bed. And she was snoring and kicking, and then she gets under the covers, and then she wants out of the covers, and then I kicked her out, and I felt so badly. I was like, that's enough. I have to go. I got to go to sleep.
Don't feel badly. If you're a bad bedmate, you deserve to be kicked out.
You should have seen her little face. She was so upset. Like, she was like, why won't you let me stay? And I did. I gave her the boot, and I shut my bedroom door, and then I went to sleep.
That was it.
By myself.
And a lot of people, a lot of the sleep experts will say that that's the very thing that can happen, right? If you allow your pet into your bed, then it can disrupt your sleep. But new research has actually turned that conventional wisdom on its ear and found that 40% of sleep patients who share their beds with their pets actually find it beneficial. And the doctors say if it helps you feel relaxed and gives you a sense of security, which allows you to fall asleep with less difficulty, then I think it's something that you should do. So go ahead and do it.
The best part about sleeping with a dog is it forces me to change the sheets more often.
Ah, yes, good.
Because I'm like, that dirty little beast, I just saw her eat poop outside.
And
ew, gross, now she's in my bed.
That is obviously one of the considerations, right? You want to make sure your pet's clean and free of fleas. Also, the size of your bed, and this one I like too, the number of pets you have. You see, if you're a crazy cat person, which is any more than two cats, by the way, if you get to a third cat, you are a crazy cat person. How many pets can you have in the bed at one time?
Well, how do you decide which ones get to go in the bed and which ones do not? Do you know?
Ooh, that's an interesting game.
One time,
piss off your cat.
A long, long time ago, I used to do this thing called a drive-through request show. So we'd set up like this drive-through, and you'd make a request. It's exactly like it sounded.
So they drive up like as if they were Tim Hortons, but you are the person. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
So we would do it everywhere, everywhere in Northern Ontario, well, Central Ontario. So we were at the Coldwater Fall Fair one time, and horses came through because it was a rodeo, right? So I expected the horses, and I can see as I'm doing the request show, a limousine is coming. It's pulling up, and as the limousine makes its way to the front, the door of the limousine opens up, and there is a 500-pound Bengal tiger on the back seat of the limousine.
Was it Mike Tyson?
No.
Oh, that would have been cool.
So I don't remember all the details about why this guy had this tiger. It had been poached and his mother had been killed, and somehow he has this tiger. I don't know whether it was legal or not legal or whatever. So he says to me, "Oh, well, come on in. You're going to get your picture taken with the tiger." And he says, Don't use your hands. And I talk with my hands. He's like, don't do jerky movements. The tiger likes it when you put your face against its face. He wants me to put my face against the tiger's face.
You did not put your face against the tiger's face.
I did.
Oh my gosh.
Well, listen, when there's a 500-pound tiger, you just do what the tiger person tells you to do.
No, you do not. You go the other way as fast as you can.
I was on the air. I had to do my job.
I can run way faster scared than a tiger can run hungry.
So the guy tells me this. Anyway, all I remember him telling me was, the tiger slept in bed with him every single night.
Okay, this man was
in bed with him.
He was not of right mind. He was not.
500 pounds.
Did you
of
call
tiger?
You should have called some sort of authority.
I don't know it was 20 years ago. We were a lot less loose with our poaching rule. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah. Tigers in our beds.
Tiger in cold water. And then the guy says, don't use your hands. Put your face against him. Oh, by the way, I sleep with this tiger every single night and had for the tiger's entire life.
That's nuts. That's going to be our People Are Crazy story tomorrow morning at 7:40. I'm already working on my tiger puns.
And I was I wanted to say to him, well, I slept with a tiger once, but that would have been a lie.
Campbell and Farwell, mornings, Country 106.7.